KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. A gesture like a picture can say more than many words. In Reprise, a remarkable debut feature from Norway, an editor chats with Eric, a promising and handsome young novelist whose first book is about to be published. "How old are you, 23? The editor asks. The writer nods yes. "Fantastic," the editor says with a smile. He crosses his hands in front of his chest and then opens them upward and outward in a fleeting gesture of wonderment and heartfelt salute, as if to say it's perfect, this moment of your life. You're young, and you've got it all. Being young in the tumultuous here and now is what Reprise is all about. Joachim Trier's coming-of-age film moves to the rhythms of punk, lyrical poetry, comedy, and tragedy, often within the same passage. The narrative structure is equally fluid. It's a collage of ruminations and cockeyed speculations, the sort of what-if visions of the future that boil around in young brains, all of it within a perfectly lucid story of Eric and his friend Philip navigating the minefields of love, adulthood, and the literary life. Success comes first to Philip. He's the charismatic one, though he's also the unstable one. And the actor who plays him, Anders Danielsen Lee, gives a performance that's as distinctive as any in recent memory. Casually witty, remarkably graceful, and yet terrifying in its explosiveness. At times, the film seems to be about everything at once. Parties, friendships, rivalries, fear of women, fragments of childhood memories. But the core has to do with Philip's obsessive relationship with his girlfriend, Kari, yet another stunning performance by Victoria Vinga, and his fateful attempt to reprise a vacation they spent in Paris when they were in love. The conventional wisdom, and unfortunately the correct wisdom, about independent films is that they're an endangered species. Entertainment conglomerates dominate the marketplace, and their products all but monopolize the multiplexes. You'd never know that, though, from Reprise. It's a wonderful film by any standard, on any scale. Prince Caspian is the latest installment of the Chronicles of Narnia. It's a sequel to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which opened 3 years ago. I wish I could be more enthusiastic about the new one, but scenic beauty and spirited action, lots of battles and clanging of swords, can't conceal its dramatic defects or tighten the slack in Andrew Adamson's direction of his live actors. As before, the talking animals deliver, dare I say it, the lion's share of the fun. Aslan, the leonine Christ surrogate in Lewis's allegory, makes only a brief appearance, but a fearless mouse called Reepicheep is very appealing. The prince of the title is played by the young English actor Ben Barnes. He's forced into exile by an evil uncle. Caspian's appeal is slow to develop because he's pretty much passive for much of the film's 144-minute running time. Tilda Swinton's White Witch makes a reappearance and promises to be more than the brief icebreaker that she turns out to be. The film finds its footing mainly as an old-fashioned action-adventure when the prince and the four young protagonists lead an army of liberation to return Narnia to the Narnians. But the notion of heroic stature is redefined by Peter Dinklage's portrayal of the indomitable dwarf warrior Trumpkin. If it isn't a towering performance, it's certainly a powerful one. I'm Joe Morgenstern, The Wall Street Journal's film critic. I'll be back on KCRW next week with a review of the first Indiana Jones movie in umpteen years.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.